My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Psalm 25, 15, and 17. Hi, I'm Rob West. Do you feel trapped by your finances? Do you find yourself giving in to worldly pressure? Is there a way out of the world's money trap? Well, there is, and Sharon Epps joins us today to talk about it. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, it's always great when Sharon Epps joins us in the studio. She's president of Kingdom Advisors. And Sharon, great to have you back with us.
I'm so glad to be here.
Sharon, you've been putting a lot of thought recently into how we can be trapped with our finances. And what's really interesting is that it's not really determined by how much money we make, is it?
It's really not. It might surprise you to know that we can feel trapped whether we're struggling, stable, or even if we have a surplus. If you're living beyond your means, you'll be trapped in the fear of the unexpected. But if you're living right at your means, you may be worrying about the future. And if you're living beneath your means, believe it or not, you can still worry that you might not ever have enough. In fact, this weekend, I was talking with an older relative in my family, and she was concerned she didn't have enough. And I literally did a calculation, and she has enough reserves for 48 additional years of life, which would take her to about 120.
I'm sure that was reassuring to her.
Hopefully it was. Yeah. And so in John 17, Jesus says, I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you've given me, for they are yours. I'm coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but you protect them from the evil one. They're not of the world, even as I'm not of it.
Yeah, that's a powerful passage. So we're in the world, not of the world. Sharon, why don't you connect that to what that means with our finances?
Well, it doesn't mean that we stop going to the store, or that we live off the land, but God's word does tell us how to escape the world's money trap, the things we were just talking about, with three life-changing concepts. And we like to call it God's economy versus man's economy. So the first one is lordship. We need to surrender to the fact that he owns it all. We've quoted this scripture a lot, Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. The second concept is stewardship, and that is we want to use God's resources to fulfill his purposes. Genesis 2:15 says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work and care for it. And then finally, the third concept is generosity. Sharing releases the world's grip on us. Let's think about the Macedonians that we find in 2 Corinthians 8. In fact, verse 2 says, out of the most severe trials, their overflowing joy and extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
Oh, that's so good. I love how we can simplify God's economy into lordship, stewardship, and generosity. Now, of course, the next question is, how do we apply this practically, these spiritual concepts, in our practical financial lives?
Well, there's really three very practical ways that I've found to escape that world's money trap. First of all, is to transfer ownership to God. Our friend and mentor, Howard Dayton, actually created a deed where you list all the things that you have and sign it over to the Lord just as a practical exercise to say, God, this is yours in the first place. I'm giving it back to you. Second thing is to create financial margin so that you're able to fulfill God's purposes. Without margin, we are really trapped. And then the third thing is to grow in giving and in sharing.
Let's talk about that for a moment. For folks listening today wondering, how do I be more generous? What does that look like?
Well, first of all, we need to realize that money is a tool. We talk about that a lot here on FaithFi. It's a good servant, but a terrible master. That's right. And as you know, Jesus says we can't serve two masters. It can have power over us unless we use giving to break the power of money. And it's the only area where God says we need to test him to know that he will provide. I like to say money is powerful, but generosity is more powerful.
Oh, that's so good. Well, Sharon, you've given us such great practical wisdom, but rooted in God's word. And we know that when we look to scripture, we'll get wisdom that's always right, it's always relevant, and it will never change. Well, we're out of time for this segment of the program, Sharon, but can you stick around and help with some calls today?
I would be delighted to.
All right, that's going to be a lot of fun, and I know folks always love to hear your point of view. So, folks, this is the time for you to call 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West with Sharon Epps, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Officially, there are 195 countries in the world today, and ideally their rulers would seek the well-being of their own people. But if history is any indicator, most seek power and influence, not just for their nation, but for themselves, and to keep it as long as possible. And yet, every leader will perish, as will every nation in the end, with only one exception. Psalm 89 declares, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you." How utterly different from the self-seeking kingdoms of this world. And the only question that will matter in the end is this one. Are you a citizen of that kingdom? You'll see Jesus more clearly through daily time in God's Word. Get Anchor Devotional at getanchor.com.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Hi, this is Pastor Robert Morris. I'm often asked, how do I grow in my relationship with the Lord? How do I hear God? What is God's plan and purpose for me? I want to personally invite you to join me on Sunday mornings right here on AFR for worship and the Word. And we will discover the answer to these questions together. We'll explore the truths found in God's Word that will help you strengthen your faith and develop a more intimate relationship with Him.
What if buying groceries, gas, or dining out could help change lives? With Christian Community Credit Union's cards that give to missions, you can help spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children with every purchase at no cost to you. Apply for your card today. More information is available at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The credit union is an underwriter of this ministry. Membership eligibility required.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Well, we're so thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance right here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, Sharon Epps, President of Kingdom Advisors. We're taking your calls and questions. We'd love to hear from you today. What are you thinking about in your financial life? Let us help you think about it in light of biblical wisdom so you can make a sound and wise financial decision. Our promise is that we'll be hopeful and encouraging, but also take you right back into Scripture. The number to call today, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by. We're ready to take your call. So call right now, whether you're thinking about living, giving, owing, or growing God's money. That number, 800-525-7000. You know, Sharon, we started today by talking about escaping the world's money traps. And I love how you really boiled down some of these big ideas, lordship and stewardship and generosity. Those are kind of the big rocks that we need to get in place. And then there's some practical things we can do in each of those. We can transfer ownership, and that starts in our hearts, right?
It really does.
And then we can have margin, that's key. And then we can grow in giving. And it strikes me that there really are spiritual issues that are underneath all of those, right? So when we have the lordship issue where we transfer, that really is spiritual in nature. And stewardship really requires self-control and discipline. And giving requires contentment.
every financial decision is a spiritual decision. And if you think about it, we are serving the owner. We are a manager on his behalf. And therefore, when we relate to God, it's always spiritual. And each of these things can actually help us grow closer to him when we make those wise choices and ask him for leadership and guidance.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so I think we've got to start with our hearts, recognizing money is perhaps one of the most tangible expressions of where our heart is, what we value, where we've placed our trust. And so if we begin there and we say, okay, my behavior flows out of what I believe. So what do I believe with regard to money, its role in my life, and God's heart for me in that area?
Well, and I think even as Christians, we don't realize that we have money scripts in our brain. Mm. And we would love to think that all of the money scripts are from the Word of God. But we are really impacted by our personality, just our natural wiring. We're impacted by our family of origin. Boy, I'd love to talk about that one day, just how the way that we grew up, our perception of money, not just how our family used money, but how they talked about money and how they acted about the role of money in their lives, all make a difference in those scripts we play in our head. And it's why, once again, it's so important that we're steeped in the Word of God so that our money scripts will actually be the truth of God rather than what we've heard from the culture or what we've grown up with.
Yeah, that's so good. By the way, Sharon and I will begin taking your calls and questions here in just a moment. Your questions on any financial topic today, 800-525-7000. Again, that number is 800-525-7000. You can call right now and we'll begin taking those calls here in just a moment. Sharon, you mentioned a term that some people may not be familiar with, this idea of a money script. Unpack that a little bit.
Well, a money script is actually sometimes half-truths that we believe that have come from our family, from culture, from all kinds of places, and they sound good, they sound right, but when you really unpack it against the Word of God, they tend to end up being half-truths. A couple of those would be, if I just had more money, then I would be content. Another one would be on the opposite end and be, I don't deserve to have money. So it's our attitudes about money that are shaped by so many of the inputs from our life. And it's why we have to be on guard to make sure that the inputs are the ones that are consistent with God's word.
Yeah. And what we know is that the world is going to constantly feed us a message or a script. The question is, are we going to buy into that? Or are we going to be constantly counteracting that by renewing our minds in Scripture?
Exactly. And I think it all boils down to answering this question, what is the role of money in my life? And so the world tends to make it that the money is actually an outcome. It's a goal instead of a tool.
Yeah. And I think that's the big distinction here is that when we recognize money is one of God's good creations and there are many uses God has for money, including enjoying it. Yeah, that's there in Scripture. Providing, giving. You mentioned generosity, Sharon. Those are all good uses of money. The question is, where does it fit? In what context? And when we get it out of that role as a tool and we make it an end, well, it was never intended to accomplish that purpose.
Well, I think that's the very reason that Jesus said, we can't serve God and money because we have a divided heart if we do that.
Yeah, there's no question about that. All right, here in the next segment, we're going to begin taking your calls and questions today. So perhaps you're wrestling with this in your financial life. How do I give more in light of the demands I have on my time? What if you're not experiencing that contentment? How do you live in light of high inflation and balance that budget? What does that look like? Or perhaps you've taken on some debt because you didn't have that margin. And maybe you've run through your emergency fund with expenses up, and now, you know, you're wondering, how do I pay off that credit card debt? What's the right way to do it? Or anything along those lines. We'd love to hear from you today. Again, we've got lines open. We'll begin taking these calls and questions here in just a few moments. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. That's 800-525-7000. Sharon, one of those traps that Larry Burkett would talk about is the trap of worry. And I love this quote. Here's what he would say. You'll probably remember this from working alongside Larry. He would say, our anxieties usually are not related to the lack of things, but the loss of things.
And so it's this idea that I worry about losing what I already have. And then he would go on to explain that one of Satan's favorite tools to discourage Christians is this question, what if? What if this happens? What if that happens?
That is so true. In fact, I was having a conversation with one of my extended family members over the holiday, and the thing that she brought up, and she's young and vivacious and has so many gifts and talents and so much ahead of her. And what she brought up was, I'm afraid to look at my savings, anxiety, because I'm afraid there's not enough there and one day I'll end up homeless. And I said, okay, let's talk about that worry and what it really means. And we talked about the fact that God's care for us is not limited to the amount in our bank account. And so I asked her to actually list the number of people she could live with if for some reason she ran out of savings and didn't have money in her bank account. And she had 7 or 8. And I said, there you go. There's your answer. Is God has provided for you, whether or not your bank account goes up or down, there's so many ways that he provides us. So I think reframing so that we don't measure our spiritual and fiscal health with the amount in our bank account.
Oh, that's so good. That takes me to another thing that Larry would often say is, and I can still hear him saying this in my mind. He would say, do you trust God, or do you say you trust God, or do you really trust God?
Oh, and there is a difference. Boy, we can say it all day long, but we have to have it in our heart for sure.
Oh, no doubt about it. Well, folks, have you succumbed to some of these traps in your money life? I hope not. Our goal is to help you overcome them, overcome those money scripts that perhaps are out of line with God's word. Maybe they are based on your upbringing. Maybe they're based on experiences you've had, or just lies that the culture has told you about the role of money in your life. Well, hopefully each day we give you some encouragement toward helping you unwind that and experiencing God's heart for you as it relates to handling money. Well, Sharon Epps is here today, president of Kingdom Advisors. We're taking your calls and questions, and we'll begin taking those calls and questions just around the corner in the next segment. So what are you thinking about today? Do you have a question? We'll try to give you an answer. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, and we'll be right back.
Of 1.5 million children from the Holocaust, the only two names we heard that day were the names of the same two sisters that I had printed off and put in my purse.
The Joy Lucius book titled Priceless Pennies, Rose and Odette, Unknown Children of the Holocaust, is the miraculous story of family, faith, and friendship. It's available now at resources.afa.net.
FaithFi is grateful for support from OneAscent. OneAscent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. OneAscent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at OneAscent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Interested in seminary but don't think it will work in this season in life? Wesley Biblical Seminary offers flexible options that allow you to take classes live, no matter where you are. At WBS, we don't just educate people, we develop trusted leaders for faithful churches. It's time for you to respond to the calling God has on your life. Take classes from an institution that you can trust for a calling that will not go away. Learn more about your opportunities at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Join us for the second annual AFA at the Arc.
Myself and Tony Ventagliano, his family and my family, and several of the other staff members at AFA.
Tickets include transportation from the hotel to the museums, both tours, and special presentations by Answers and Genesis speakers. AFA has reserved a block of rooms at a discounted price with the Marriott Cincinnati Airport Hotel. To register, go to afa.net/events and join us for AFA at the Arc.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
We're so glad you're along with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Our goal, our hope and prayer for you is that you would see God as your ultimate treasure as we explore God's Word as it relates to money decisions. I'm Rob West, Sharon Epps here today. Sharon is president of Kingdom Advisors and a frequent contributor here at Faith and Finance. We're taking your calls and questions today, and we're ready to do that. So whatever you're thinking about in your financial life, you can call right now. We've got a few lines open, 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by. Let's dive in today. Sharon, we'll begin in Virginia. David, go ahead, sir.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My question is there someone I can contact, my wife and I can contact, and to provide us a little bit with more one-on-one with some of this stuff? We are, you know, I've called before, and I got some counseling like a couple of years back, but it wasn't counseling, actually. It was just you giving me some good advice, and it was good advice, and I did what I could, but I really think that my wife and I need some more substantial help, so to speak, when it comes to where we're currently at and some moves that we could make to get us out of this this bondage.
Well, David, can you tell us a little bit more about your situation? Do you have income coming in? And tell us a little bit more about the of debt you're struggling with.
Both my wife and I work. I would say combined, we probably make about $110,000, $115,000 a year. We are currently on a consumer, what is that, Trinity, paying off the credit card. That's about $10,000. We have a car payment, which is, I believe, around the remaining part of it is like $6,000. We do go to church. We were tithing for at least 15 years, but I started thinking that we were tithing our time and money, and I was like, man, I really could use this money here, and we still tithe our time. But I feel like I may have messed up. We have your regular bills. We probably have about $11,000 in the savings. We both were very ignorant when we were younger and weren't really thinking about retirement. Is there something else that I could provide?
Yeah, but what about your home? Do you have a mortgage on your home?
We rent. We do not own. We rent.
That's helpful. So the credit card debt, are you continuing to spend on the credit card, or is it literally coming down with the agreement you have?
It's coming down. No, it's shut off. Can't put any more on it. We do have some doctor bills. I'm trying to get to where I can take what we pay off towards, you know, the other things. But it's like we have cut down our spending greatly when it comes to fast food. It's not to zero, but it's close to zero. But we find ourselves sitting at home just, you know, bored out of our minds, and we will go out to eat. We do purchase some things we need not all of our spending has stopped. It's no, we're not wasting it, but
right.
I just.
Well, let me first of all commend you for, it sounds like you've taken some steps in the right direction and that you are focused on paying off your debt. I have a couple of ideas here, and then I also can give you a connection to one of our CERT CFCs who are what could help you with your plan. But one idea, when you said you're bored, boy, I understand that. I would really encourage you to perhaps brainstorm things in your area that are free to do. I think one of the things that's happened in our culture is it's easy to equate having fun with eating out because that's such a popular thing. But are there any outdoor experiences that you can have that are free? Perhaps even some indoor experiences like museums and those kinds of things. I would encourage you to perhaps even spend some time with your wife and make a list so that when you find those evenings that you're bored and you might be tempted to eat out just for fun, see if you can find one of those fun things to do. Mm. And then secondly, I would also encourage you to see if there's an opportunity to increase your income. Is there a side business or something that you can do that would help just boost that little extra to help you get over the hump so that it sounds like you're watching your expenses, but the other side of that equation is the income. And perhaps there's even something just part-time, or whether it's dog sitting or child sitting or mowing lawns, those kinds of things that could give you just enough extra so that you wouldn't feel so tight and so strapped. Any other ideas, Rob?
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, it really is going to come down here, David, to just an absolute commitment to live within your means. And I think to Sharon's point, we've got to start with that budget, that plan, beginning with the income side, then looking at the expense side. We've got to free up margin so that you can fund those goals, not just making the bare minimum, but actually building up that emergency fund so you have cushion. And that might require some hard decisions. You know, we tend to start with the big three: housing, transportation, and food. You know, those tend to be the budget busters. But then we get beyond that, and as long as the utilities are paid, everything else is on the table. And we've got to make some hard decisions about where do I cut back? And maybe I'm canceling subscriptions and, you know, doing some things to right-size the budget, especially right now with expenses up across the board. And then you and your wife really working together to make sure we control the flow of money based on that plan, because it does us no good if we make it balance on paper, but then we stick it in the drawer and don't look at it. And I think that's where some help could come in. And Sharon, you mentioned a certified Christian financial counselor, and that could be a great choice as well.
It absolutely is. In fact, if you go to faithfi.com, click on Find a Professional and indicate that you'd like some help with debt and a spending plan, they'll be glad to help you.
Yeah, that's faithfi.com. Click Find a Professional. If you choose debt or spending or budgeting, just like Sharon said, you'll get a list of certified Christian financial counselors. They can work with you remotely, so they don't have to be in your town. And they can just be an encouragement to you and your wife, help you set up that budget, perhaps put that plan in place, and create a system to control it. Thanks for your call, David. Back with much more right after this. 19. That's how many pairs of shoes the average American has in their closet. 1. That's how many pairs of shoes it takes to share health, education, opportunity, and the love of Christ to a child in need in the world. You can play a part in changing the life of a child today through Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child in need. That's giveshoestoday.org.
Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, how many times I would have taken you under my wings. They had everything that was necessary for them to know Jesus and follow him, and they went their way.
I think for nations, for individuals, there is a day that you have to make the decision to respond to the Lord, and it might be that the door of opportunity after that shuts.
Exploring the Word, weekdays, 3 p.m. Central on AFR.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
As a faithful listener of the Faith and Finance program, you know that there is life-changing financial wisdom in God's Word to meet all your needs. More than anything, FaithFi is here to help you and millions of others see God as your ultimate treasure. As a nonprofit, we're grateful for our partners that help expand our outreach every month with their generosity. Has God provided financial answers for you through this ministry? Please consider becoming a monthly partner by visiting faithfi.com and clicking Give.
The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Well, it is a great day on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Sharon Epps. I'm in the studio with Rob West. We're taking your questions and having some great conversation about handling our money as wise stewards. And, you know, before the break, we were talking with David about eliminating debt, and it reminded me of an email question that we received from Drew. And his question was, do you have any tips on saving money to counteract inflation? Well, saving money is a great way to pay off debt as well. So I'd love to just get some of your ideas, Rob. I have a few of my own, but how would you say, what's your favorite money saving tip?
Yeah, well, you know, this time of year, we're thinking a lot about heading out on the road, family vacation. So, you know, a few things we've done over the years. So we've got a family of six, we've got four kids. And so, you know, when we hit the road, eating out was always a big budget buster for us, especially on vacation. And so Julie was always great at whenever we got to wherever we were going, hitting the grocery store, you know, we would, if we were going to a national park for the day, you know, packing some sandwiches and putting it in the cooler and taking it with us. And that way you save time because you're not spending time looking for that restaurant and you're saving money, but you can kind of keep moving. And that was always, I think, really helpful, you know, and those national parks. I mean, she loves to get out and hike, and depending on your kids' age, they may or may not be excited about that, but they're so cost effective. And man, we have some amazing places to see in this country.
Well, and somehow a sandwich tastes better at a picnic than it does
so
in your
true,
kitchen.
I don't know why.
Sure. Yeah. I think also while you're on the road, now this takes a little bit maybe of a little more bravery, but especially if you're traveling and have some flexibility and when you stop, you literally can find some last minute hotel deals same day that are less costly than if you reserve in advance. Now, you want to be in a place where you know you've got a lot of room. If one's full, you can go to another. But that's a way we've saved money sometimes.
Yeah. You know, also paying cash for gas can help you save some money. Now, it's going to add up over time. It's not a huge discount, but many convenience stores and gas stations offer a cash discount. So maybe you plan ahead and you're just pulling out that cash, which makes sure that you don't have it on your credit card when you get home, and you're saving money along the way.
Well, and have you noticed there are more and more stores and even restaurants that are putting signs up that say that there's an extra 3-4% added to your ticket if you don't pay cash. And so I think what the establishments are determining is they're losing money because we're enjoying the convenience of credit and they're going to get their money back. So be careful of that and carry cash enough that you can pay in those places that give an upcharge because you're using a credit card.
That's great advice. And be sure if you are going to pay cash, you're not using out-of-network ATMs along the way, because that's going to take those fees and rack those up along the way. So if you are going to do that, get that cash at it ahead of time. Well, I hope that helps as you think about some ways to save money. Listen, we understand it's expensive now more than ever. And so, by the way, if you have some ideas, maybe you could call and share them with us. How are you saving money in the midst of high inflation? Let's head back to the phones. We've got a few lines open, 800-525-7000. You can call right now with any financial question. George, you've been waiting patiently there in New Mexico. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Listen, I, of course, in a habit, a good habit of tithing exactly as I should, and then giving to other things that I think are good to do, like first responders, National Police and Troopers Association. But on this one thing that I got in the mail, it says law enforcement officers across the country have joined forces as the National Police and Troopers Association, NPTA, and also known as the International Union of Police Associations, IUPA, to make communities safer and assist members of the law enforcement community. My question is, does the Bible address the situation with the unions? Because I, in some cases, I'm hearing some pretty stiff things that are not really good, making the members pay certain fees or whatever, or anything that you give to a situation like this, there's so much off of the top that goes not to the policemen and not to the troopers. So does the Bible address unions? I know not specifically, but in general.
Yeah. Well, it's a great question, George. I mean, I'll give you my thoughts. Sharon can weigh in as well. I mean, first of all, I love the idea that you want to support first responders. And if that's something that's on your heart, absolutely do that. I mean, we could talk about the pros and cons of unions, whether it is the extra fees and dues and, you know, whether it drives up costs. I mean, there's obviously some good sides as well, where they have a formal process for disputes and they can advocate for pay increases and worker benefits across the board. I think when it comes to giving, though, and we look at Scripture, which is at the heart of your question, what we see is clearly giving is on the heart of God. That we were created in the image of God. He's the ultimate giver. And so we should be generous. And then New Testament giving is giving freely and giving sacrificially and giving systematically, starting with our giving to the local church, which is God's plan A. And clearly we see what's on the heart of Scripture in Scripture for our giving, whether that's the ministry of God's word or the ministry of God's justice or even God's mercy for widows and orphans and the oppressed. But Sharon, how do you reconcile your giving between Christian causes and those that might be more secular in nature?
Well, I think God can put it on our heart to give to secular causes.
Sure.
So that's certainly not it. I think the bigger issue is how well do we know the cause? And so, George, I would encourage you to do some research. It sounds like maybe they sent you a flyer or they sent you an appeal, but are you able to do some research on not only their cause, but also in doing just some quick research, there are many first responder organizations out there. One of the places I go to check out charities is called Charity Navigator, and that can be found at charitynavigator.org. And they actually look at the 990s or the tax returns of charities and help give you an analysis of how faithful they are in handling the money. So I would just encourage whoever you feel called to give to, maybe take one additional step and do a little bit of research so that you know how they're handling the money that you're giving.
I love that idea. George, thanks for your call today. Hey, before we head to this next break, Mary in Illinois. Mary, you've got a tip on how folks can save money who are heading out on the road this summer. Share it with us.
Yes, my husband and I stay overnight at a motel, and they have a breakfast included. We will take that, take advantage of that as our big meal of the day, if you will. And then we'll just snack at lunch, light snack, or maybe a sandwich, you know, igluing it or keeping it in the motel, you know, in the refrigerator or whatever. And that way we only allow ourselves one good big meal a day, and that you can really save money that way also.
I love that idea, Mary.
That is so smart. I actually remember traveling with my grandparents, and they did the exact same thing. That's a great idea.
We've always been telling our kids breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and you've taken that to another level. So perhaps as you look for that hotel along the way on your trip, find one with that free breakfast and, yeah, make that a hearty one, and maybe it'll go a long way. It's probably a healthier way to do it as
probably
well.
Probably,
huh?
Is.
Thanks, Mary, for your call. All right, a quick break, and back with your questions. Russ in Wyoming, we're coming your way after the break. We've got room for a few more at 800-525-7000. Call right now. We'll be right back.
The Middle East, that's one part of the world we need to pay attention to, especially the country of Israel. Each week, I'll help you make sense of what's happening in that region through a biblical lens. I'll bring you important information about security threats, archaeological discoveries, biblical prophecy, ministries happening on the ground, and much more. I'm John Riley. Join me for the Middle East Report Special Edition every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Central on American Family Radio as I connect you to the people, places, and geography of what we read in God's Word.
Every weekday, strengthen your family and your faith with Family Talk.
I had the same brain when I was at the bottom of the class that I had at the top of the class. Exactly the same brain, but a different attitude. What does that tell us about our responsibility to develop the intellect of the people and our spheres of influence?
Don't miss Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson every weekday at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Central on AFR.
When you hear the phrase, rich toward God, what comes to mind? Surely it doesn't mean making God rich. Is it about us becoming rich so we can give? Or maybe it's an invitation to something much bigger. In the new Rich Toward God study, FaithFi has created a way for you to explore and reflect on a well-known biblical parable about a very rich man with a very big problem. Request a copy of the Rich Toward God study today with your gift of $25 or more by going to faithfi.com/give.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio, helping you make God your ultimate treasure. I'm Rob West, Sharon Epps in the studio today. We're taking your calls and questions. We probably have room for one, maybe two more between now and the end of the program, 800-525-7000. Hey, before we head out to Wyoming, let me remind you that as we head toward June the 30th, that is the end of our fiscal year here at Faith and Finance, which just simply means we're finishing out our budget year, and we could use your help to do that well. We rely on your listener support as a listener-supported ministry, and so we bring you this program and the FaithFi app and all the resources at Faith and Finance as a direct result of your support. And so if you've been encouraged by the program, maybe you listen regularly, we invite you to be a giver, maybe a one-time gift or even by becoming a monthly FaithFi partner. You can make that gift at faithfi.com. Just click give. You'll find a way to give online, over the phone, or you can even call one of our team members. Again, that's faithfi.com and click give, and a gift before June the 30th would be a real blessing. All right, let's head back to the phones. Russ, you've been very patient there in Wyoming, sir. Go ahead.
So here's my question for you. What do you think about, I'm considering taking money out of a Roth IRA to apply it to a mortgage to greatly decrease the amount of time we have on that mortgage. So it's a 30-year mortgage. We have 27 years left. I think if we took 60 or 70 out of a Roth IRA, which would then be with no penalties, I think we could get it paid off in 15 years and maybe even 10 with additional bonuses and so forth. I know typically we don't take stuff out of retirement, but we've got $500,000 or $600,000 between three IRAs, and I'm 48.
So you said, just a couple of questions. You said, how much do you have in Roth IRAs total?
Between $500,000 and $600,000.
All right. And is that the full extent of your retirement savings?
Not quite. There's another lot in real estate equity. Well, no, that's the vast majority of it. Probably another couple hundred thousand on top of that.
Okay. And you said your ages are what?
48.
48. All right. And what is the balance on that mortgage?
The mortgage is 360. If we got it down to 300 or just below, we could, with adding a little bit more, we could add more and get it down to 20 years. We could add more and take 60 or 70 out of the Roth IRA and really get down to 15. And I think with some additional oomph, we could get it down to 10 years.
Mm. All right. And then in terms of that mortgage, what is your interest rate currently?
2.5.
Okay. And as you and your wife kind of talk and pray about it, I mean, do you just have a real conviction to be debt-free as soon as possible? Or is it really more about just saving the interest or a combination of the two?
Really about being, we'd love to be, that's the only debt we have is that house.
Okay. Got it. All right.
Well, first of all, Russ, you've obviously been stewarding your money well in so many different places, and you're well on your way towards retirement. I love where you are. I also would love to encourage you to not go backwards in general. And I also am appreciative of the fact that you are wanting to be debt-free. I guess I would just ask, are there some other ways that you might boost that $50,000 to $60,000? I understand like getting that boost helps you feel like you're well on your way, but is there a potential that there might be bonuses or additional unexpected income that you might say ahead of time? Anytime we get income over X amount, it's just going to the mortgage. I've actually found that that's helped us pay off some mortgage balances faster even than taking out a savings, because I looked forward to that unexpected income. I knew exactly where it was going to go.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think I just love the Roth IRA so much, Russ. I mean, you're going to have tax-free growth. That's a big deal. Tax-free growth for the next, let's say, 20 years. And that's just to get you to, quote unquote, retirement. Let's say you live a lot longer than that. I mean, we may be 50 years away from when the Lord calls you home, and that money has incredible potential. And so I think the opportunity cost of you pulling that out to pay down a mortgage at 2.5%, I just would rather see that stay right there in the Roth, not to mention the penalty you're going to have. Although, I know you can pull out your original contributions, but if you get into any of the growth portion, obviously you'd have a penalty at that point. So I think to Sharon's point, what I'd rather you do is you and your wife get into a mortgage calculator and say, okay, what is our goal? Well, if our goal is to pay this off in 15 years, what is it going to take for us to be able to do that in addition to the currently scheduled mortgage payment? And you could come up with an annual goal per year that you want to try to add to principal reduction to hit that 15-year payoff, or maybe you sync it up with retirement and it's 20 years, whatever it is. And then your goal is either out of surplus cash flow, out of your margin, or out of those bonuses that Sharon mentioned, we're trying to accomplish the same thing, but preserving that Roth IRA and the power of that tax-free growth along the way at the same time. But give us your thoughts.
Well, so we've done that, and so that gets us to about 20 years if we do kind of your idea. So then would you, and the idea would be only what we've contributed. We wouldn't take anything out of the IRA that would take. But then is it better than to wait? Let's say we retire at 65, then, and our financial guy says, it's okay at that point to make a lump sum payment on your mortgage out of retirement and pay it off, because we want to go into retirement without debt. So is it better to wait then and do it then? Or is it better?
I mean, I think the idea would be if you've done it, if you do it now, then you don't have the opportunity to do it from other means. If you wait, you may find that you can hit that goal of having it paid off by retirement just through God's provision. I mean, through those bonuses, and you get a gift, and all of a sudden you receive a small unexpected inheritance, or, you're just dialing back your lifestyle and sending extra on a monthly basis. I mean, I would much rather see you do that. And then if you've got a little bit left left over and you want to just try to knock it out as you enter retirement to get your expenses down, then you do it at that point. That would be the way I would go.
Well, and Russ, I think there's just something exciting about you as a couple working together and looking for God's unexpected movement in your life. And so I think if you hit that, focus on the goal and then ask the Lord to provide and then also ask him to give you creative ways. You may find some asset that you have laying around the house that's not meaningful to you, not helpful to you anymore. You sell that. It gives you a little boost. So I think it becomes a little bit more of an adventure and your retirement savings are still there to grow.
That's our best advice, Russ. You guys take that, pray about it, and I'm confident the Lord will lead you in that. I think it's a great idea, but perhaps we go about it a little differently than you guys had originally thought. Thanks for your call today, sir. Let's head to Arkansas. Al, I understand you have an idea. We've been talking about ways to save money, specifically during the summer travel season. What do you have?
Yeah, hey, Rob. I know I've shared our testimony before and how little we made, but now we're retired. But when we had little kids, at first we were, you know, tent camping and that kind of stuff, and then pop up, and then we finally were able to get a credit card, and we had a national card that had motels on their rewards, and so we would go to the Branson area and get free motels every time we'd go to Branson, which saved huge amounts, and we'd get breakfast at those motels, and then we finally found out that the Christian Community Credit Union had the rewards for motels as well. So we dropped that national secular one and went with the Christian one. And now in retirement, we still get hotels for free.
I love it. That's great. And you've connected with Christian Community Credit Union. Has that been a good experience?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've been with them for a number of years. They've been wonderful. And we've been with Christian Healthcare Ministry for 26 years and had a lot of health issues over the years. And, you know, Lord has honored that. We tithe and offerings, the Lord's honored that. And then with outlet places and consignments, we've had clothes. You know, I worked construction for 40 years and I needed work clothes. And so we could always get that cheaper. So
the
Lord let us do a whole bunch on a very small budget for years.
Well, Al, you and your wife have been wise and faithful stewards, and we appreciate you being an encouragement to our audience today. By the way, Al mentioned two of our wonderful national underwriters here at FaithFi, Christian Community Credit Union. You can learn more at joinchristiancommunity.com and Christian Healthcare Ministries, chministries.org. Wonderful partners of ours for a long, long time. All right, let's finish out here today with Raquel in Texas. Raquel, how can we help you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I'm 53 years old and I have a pretty good job and I opted out to do the 401k. And because I noticed it was the first time I had done it and they had to match it, but I was losing money at the time that I could not lose. So I just kind of opted out. I did come into $5,000 for my mom and it's just sitting there. So I was wondering if I should put it in my credit union and a savings account and collect whatever percentage I'd get from there from interest, or if a Timothy, I think it's called a Timothy, would be a good idea for me to get kind of like a cushion.
Raquel, let me
ask
you.
I don't have to worry about like if I die or something, because I do work for a really good company. So they automatically give their employees $50,000 insurance policy. So I don't have to worry about that. So.
Yeah, let me ask you a quick question. You mentioned you do have access to a 401k with matching, but you opted out. Is there an annual enrollment for that?
There is.
There should be. Okay. I mean, the matching is the thing that draws me there because whatever you invest, you automatically either add 50% or 100% depending on what their matching terms are. And so it boosts your return much faster than a regular credit union or just a savings account.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Don't miss that matching. So I'd get back in that. With the $5,000, Raquel, I'd probably use it to boost your emergency fund. We didn't talk about how much you have in there, but our goal is 3 to 6 months expenses. because I love the idea of investing with the Timothy plan, but I'd start with that emergency fund. So I'd go to bankrate.com and look for a high yield savings account and just drop that there and know that when the unexpected comes, and it will, you've got something to fall back on. Hey, the Lord bless you, and thanks for being on the program today. Well, Sharon, we covered a lot of ground today, but I really appreciate you stopping by.
I've really enjoyed it.
All right. Well, folks, thanks for being along with us today here. Thanks for calling in and sharing your tips as well for summer savings. I'm Rob West. On behalf of my team today, Devin Patrick, Taylor Stanridge, and Autumn sitting in handling our phones today. On behalf of our entire team at FaithFi, may the Lord bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.